From NPR News in Washington, I'm Shay Stevens. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton is urging Tehran to provide information about three Americans believed to have been arrested by Iranian authorities last week. NPR's Jackie Northam reports.
Secretary Clinton said that the U.S. did not have official confirmation that Iran was holding the three American tourists. The three were reported to have strayed into Iran while hiking in neighboring Iraq. Clinton said Swiss diplomats who represent U.S. interests in Iran were talking with officials there, but that Iranian authorities couldn't confirm the detention of the three Americans. Clinton says the U.S. is concerned about the situation and wants the matter resolved quickly.
And we call on the Iranian government to help us determine the whereabouts of the three missing Americans and return them as quickly as possible.
Clinton says the U.S. has asked Swiss diplomats to continue pursuing the issue with Iranian officials. Jackie Northam, NPR News, Washington.
North Korea state-run media reports that former President Bill Clinton is in the country. Several media outlets had reported earlier that he would be on a mission there to win the release of American journalists Laura Ling and Yuna Lee. Reports of Clinton's arrival have not been independently confirmed. Ling and Lee are serving 12 years hard labor for their convictions of illegally entering North Korea from China in June and engaging in hostile acts. The Postal Service is trying to figure out what to do about its massive budget problems and may close or consolidate as many as 1,000 offices around the country. NPR's Kathy Lord reports.
Despite a 2-cent increase in the price of stamps in May and cuts in staff, the Postal Service is facing big financial problems, a nearly $7 billion potential loss this year. That's why officials have sent a list of about 700 sites that could be consolidated or closed to the Postal Regulatory Commission. Postal VP Jordan Small says local managers will study about 3,200 branches across the country for possible changes. There are now more than 32,000 offices. The Government Accountability Office has added the Postal Service to its list of troubled agencies, saying that without major change, the day will come soon when the agency will be unable to pay its bills. Post offices are struggling because of a decline in mail volume as individuals and companies conduct more of their business online. Kathy Lohr, NPR News, Atlanta.
Senate Democratic leaders say they'll deliver a health care overhaul bill to the president with or without Republican support. Senator Chuck Schumer says a backup plan will be considered as a last resort. He's accusing Republicans of impeding efforts to reach an agreement. A bipartisan group in the Senate Finance Committee faces a September 15th deadline to wrap up talks and come up with a bill. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrials gained 114 points. The Nasdaq rose 30. This is NPR News. An FBI agent who was at the center of virtually every high-profile federal investigation during the 1960s has died of cancer. NPR's Dina Temple-Raston reports.
Jim Ingram may be most famous for a case that brought him to Mississippi in the summer of 1964. That's when he and a handful of other agents began looking into the disappearance of three white civil rights workers there. The unfolding investigation was the basis of the 1988 movie Mississippi Burning. That case was the first in a string of Klan violence Ingram investigated. He was like the Zelig of high-profile FBI cases of the 1960s. In addition to bringing the Klan to justice, he helped investigate the assassination of President John F. Kennedy and the assassination of Reverend Martin Luther King, Jr. He retired from the Bureau in 1982. He died after a long bout with cancer. Ingram was 77 years old. Dina Temple-Raston, NPR News.
Investigators are trying to determine the severity of the turbulence that prompted a Continental Airlines jet to make an emergency landing early Monday. An assistant forecaster in the Dominican Republic says the plane ran into thunderstorms, while a Pennsylvania meteorologist reported no thunderstorms in the area. 26 people aboard Flight 128 were injured, four of them seriously. The Rio de Janeiro to Houston flight had to make an emergency landing in Miami early Monday. On Wall Street, the Dow Industrials up 114 points Monday, closing at 9,286. The Nasdaq rose 30 points, and the S&P 500 ended the day 15 points higher. I'm Shay Stevens, NPR News from Washington.